independent producer based in New York. More information about Outcasting is available at outcastingmedia.org. Connect with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Outcasting Media. Sprouts is a weekly program produced in collaboration with community radio stations and independent producers across the country, bringing you local radio productions of national interest. The program is coordinated and distributed by Pacifica Radio. If you or someone at your radio station has a production that you wish to rebroadcast on Sprouts, contact our air traffic controller, Ursula Rudenberg, at ursula@pacifica.org. That's URSULA@pacifica.org. I'm Andrew. Thanks for listening. See you next time on Sprouts.
This is KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Up next, Non-Human Radio.
KZFR presents In Chico, an evening with Front Country. It's Wednesday, October 16th at the Chico Women's Club.
Did you take that gold from my mama's riverbed? Did you dynamite the mountain and then leave her for dead? Did you think that you could keep it and be rich beyond your dreams? Well, look deep into my eyes, boy, give it all to me.
Front Country is back in Chico featuring friends of KZFR, Melody Walker and Jacob Grobman. Chico's own Pat Hull opens the show at 7:30. Get tickets in advance for only $15 at Blaze & Jay's Chico Paper Company and online at kzfr.org. Tickets also available at the door. Beer from Sierra Nevada. It's Wednesday, October 16th at the Chico Women's Club. Front Country with Pat Hull.
Hello, hello. Welcome to show 1941, the October 9th, 2019 episode of Non-Human Radio, where we talk animal news, animal rights, and veganism every Wednesday from 5:30 to 6 p.m. here on KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico, and of course, streaming online at kzfr.org. I want to say, first of all, that Non-Human Radio is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by OHM Foods, serving organic, non-GMO whole foods, including wild-caught mahi-mahi, and having the largest vegan menu in downtown Chico. OHM Foods serves homemade teas and lemonade, acai bowls, and smoothies blended with coconut water, and you can find them at 142 Broadway, just two blocks from Chico State. They're open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. with to-go and catering available. For more info, you can find them at iloveohmfoods.com and, of course, on Facebook. And we're also made possible by Peterson Tree Care, because trees need care. John Peterson continues his family tradition of caring for Chico's amazing natural resource. Licensed, bonded, and insured with financing available, Peterson Tree Care handles residential and commercial properties and can be reached by calling 518-0924. All right. And today's show, we're going to be covering a little flurry of news stories. Two travel industry giants are making changes for better animal welfare. A new film on vegan athletes will soon be available on streaming. A green startup is tackling the issue of palm oil production. And we'll end with a story about the big green apple, the New York City school system. And we'll end, as always, with the Chico Vegan Calendar of events. So get ready to take some notes of events in the area that you might be interested in. In our first news story, Veg News broke the news earlier this month. With its Airbnb Animal Experiences, a new program designed to help connect travelers to animals through more than 1,000 different experiences crafted using the company's new stringent animal welfare standards. Made in partnership with animal rights organization World Animal Protection, the underpinning policy of Airbnb's new experience offerings excludes companies that exploit wild animals for entertainment, such as SeaWorld, wild animal circuses, roadside tourist attractions that profit from animal shows, and more. Airbnb will hold hosts of experiences accountable for ensuring that animals are free from hunger or thirst, discomfort, pain, injury, or disease, fear, and distress, and that those animals are allowed to express normal behavior. These are otherwise known as the five freedoms, the guiding principles of animal welfare. Airbnb will also crack down on companies that call themselves sanctuaries but continue to profit from animal exploitation. The new policy strictly prohibits experienced providers to promote animal sporting events such as horse and dog racing, cockfighting and bullfighting, and trophy hunting. Other animal events such as elephant rides, big cat interactions, unnatural performances such as dolphin shows, bears riding bikes, tigers on display at restaurants, etc., and all marine parks. The policy states it is unnatural and detrimental for marine mammals like dolphins, whales, sea lions, and polar bears to be kept in captivity for entertainment purposes. Additionally, Airbnb bans promoting the purchase of wildlife products such as ivory, shark fin soup, and civet bean coffee. Airbnb policies also prohibits animals to be used as props for photos, encourages hosts and guests to respect all wild animals regardless of size, and bans negative training, which includes punishment through prodding, chaining, and drugging. Instead of exploitative practices, the new Airbnb Animal Experiences program will offer a compassionate way to connect to animals, including through hiking with rescue dogs, cuddling cows, caring for rescued horses, and helping animals in the Chernobyl exclusion zone. How about that for a tourist attraction? Brian Chesky, Airbnb CEO and co-founder, said, quote, "With technology taking up so much of our lives, it's easy to feel disconnected from nature and animals. Maybe this is why our social media is dominated by animal memes." He might be onto something there, I think. All approved experiences on the Airbnb platform will feature a badge to assure travelers that hosts are in compliance with these new standards. The World Animal Protection Executive Director Alicia Sultanpanah told Veg News that Airbnb's commitment to making animal welfare a top priority is evident in the new policy created with World Animal Protection. It moves us all closer to a future that not only educates travelers on the importance of cruelty-free animal tourism, but also encourages other companies to follow suit. World Animal Protection, as an organization, wants to see an end to wild animals being used in entertainment because the animals deserve a life worth living. Many people are not aware that an experience they view as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity can mean a lifetime of suffering for the animals involved, right? Like, if your dream in life, and I've seen people say this, definitely read it on social media, "I've always wanted to take a picture with a tiger. My life would be complete. That's my goal. I want to take a picture with a tiger cub." You know, if you can hug, ride, touch, or take a photo with a wild animal, it is very likely that there is cruelty involved somewhere along the way, particularly with baby animals. Somebody's breeding those animals, and if it's outside of a zoo, and even zoos are questionable, you really have to consider what your delight in that action means for that animal and for many other animals who remain unseen. You've been listening to Animal News on Non-Human Radio on KZFR 90.1 FM, listener-supported community radio, hosted by Jeannie Trezino. If you want to follow more current events and animal rights-related news, I invite you to follow the Non-Human Radio Facebook page. Our second news story is on from The Guardian, which reported on October 2nd that travel website TripAdvisor has announced it will not sell tickets to attractions that breed or import captive whales and dolphins used for public display. The noose is tightening on animals for entertainment, I think, folks. It's a good thing. The travel site has confirmed that the move will affect major attractions that include SeaWorld's theme parks. TripAdvisor will end commercial relationships with facilities that do not have or are not in the process of developing alternative environments for captive cetaceans, which includes whales, dolphins, and porpoises. They would have to have made a public commitment either to cease all breeding and importation of cetaceans for display with immediate effect or to develop alternative models such as seaside sanctuary environments for the population of captive cetaceans already in their care, said James Kay, Director of Corporate Communications for TripAdvisor. The travel site defines seaside sanctuaries as a body of coastal water, such as a bay or cove, that houses cetaceans in as close to a natural environment as possible while providing protection and oversight from qualified husbandry and veterinary staff. It adds that these environments must adhere to a strict no-breeding policy, must not train their animals to perform in any shows or performances for public display, and must prohibit all forms of physical interaction between guests and the animals. I think that those requirements are a baseline for any type of captive animal, period, but especially for cetaceans. Dermot Halpin, president of Experiences and Rentals for TripAdvisor, told The Guardian, "We believe the current generation of whales and dolphins in captivity should be the last." Hear, hear. Seaside sanctuaries have enormous potential, but they need more backing from the tourism industry. As long as facilities with captive whales and dolphins continue to profit from keeping these animals in smaller, cheaper, or less natural living environments, then they don't have enough incentive to adopt serious change. That is a logical chain of thinking. Kay also confirmed that major attractions, including SeaWorld, would be affected by this change. In the case of SeaWorld, he said, it is committed to not breeding orcas, but has not made the same commitment for other cetaceans in its care, and therefore would not be eligible for sale under the new policy on TripAdvisor. In contrast, the National Aquarium in Baltimore is creating a sanctuary for its dolphins, so that is one example of an attraction that will still be eligible for sale. TripAdvisor confirmed the new policy only affects ticket sales through the site and does not mean attractions will be delisted. TripAdvisor still wants travelers to be able to share their feedback about the attractions, good or bad. So, keyboard ready there. Go ahead and place your review of SeaWorld on TripAdvisor. Although TripAdvisor is aiming to put pressure on the industry to end the captivity of future generations of cetaceans, the new policy does not include a ban on ticket sales to attractions with animals already in captivity. After a consultation process with experts, including marine biologists, zoologists, and conservationists, TripAdvisor says that for the current population of cetaceans in captivity, release into the wild is not a realistic option. Science has revealed the immense suffering and the early mortality imposed upon cetaceans exploited for captive animal display. These facilities can also threaten real conservation efforts to save these animals in the wild, said Tony Frohoff, a cetacean behavioral biologist from Terramar Research. Now that we know better, we should do better and not support these facilities by visiting them. Conservation groups, some of whom were consulted on this new TripAdvisor policy, have largely welcomed the move as an important step forward in tourism and animal welfare. The announcement is the next step in TripAdvisor's animal welfare policy, which first launched in 2016. This already includes a ban on ticket sales to any experiences where travelers come into physical contact with captive wild animals. We reported on that on the show. And in 2018, TripAdvisor also banned ticket sales to attractions that included, quote, demeaning animal shows and performances. And that was from The Guardian from October 2nd. All right. I think this is all a step forward. This is the end of the travel season for a lot of people. It's the end of summer, but it's good that these policies are in place for the beginning of next year for holidays coming up. Our next news is about movies. All right. And now it's movie season, right? We're getting ready for the Oscars. Good films are coming out. Well, on October 16th, the vegan documentary The Game Changers will be available for viewing on the streaming service Netflix worldwide. The film is narrated by a mixed martial arts champion and special forces trainer James Wilkes, which follows a diverse group of elite athletes that have thrived on a plant-based diet with the aim of dispelling the myth that consumption of animal products is key for athletic performance. The first cut of the film debuted at the Sundance Film Festival last year, and the second edit, which is out now, includes additional footage and highlights game-changing athletes such as the Olympic cyclist Dotsie Bosch, German strongman Patrick Baboumian, he of the amazing sideburns, and a slew of NFL players, amongst others, alongside doctors who demonstrate the performance advantages of consuming a plant-based diet. For its second cut, the film added NBA player Chris Paul, tennis star Novak Djokovic and world race car champion Lewis Hamilton to its impressive list of executive producers, which also includes Arnold Schwarzenegger, James Cameron, and Luis Cihoyos. That last gentleman, Luis Cihoyos, is the director of the award-winning film The Cove. The Game Changers made its digital debut through iTunes at the beginning of this month, and it had a special screening at over 1,000 theaters worldwide, including in Chico, through a special one-day premiere in theaters on September 16th. I saw that film. I think it's a good film. There's no graphic imagery. There's no hyperbole about what a vegan diet can do for you. Importantly, there's no fat shaming, no disease shaming, which you can often see on health-based films of any kind, even vegan ones. And it also there's also no exhortation to any rigid practice of veganism. For instance, you'll see vegan athletes enjoying French fries, right? Clearly not a health food, but clearly okay in moderation, clearly okay for these athletes. The movie's goal, in my opinion, is to convince active people, active athletic people, I'm looking at you, Chico, that whatever their sport, they will thrive and recover better in that sport on a plant-based diet. And they'll also, of course, be doing better for the planet and for the animals. And the film pleasantly features men and both male and female athletes. It does focus more on male athletes in many different dimensions. And I think it's just a good film to recommend to or to even watch with non-vegan friends and family. And I'll just have an aside. Jackie Chan is also listed as an executive producer on the credits. And sadly, he does not appear in the film. I guess he's probably not a plant-based athlete, but does well enough to support the goal of the film. Arnold Schwarzenegger is in the film, and there's a really dissonant scene of him talking about the ill-conceived notions, the presumptions, the prejudices about a plant-based diet and manliness. At the same time, he's in a room with a stuffed alligator in the room that he's speaking, and it's quite stunning in the cognitive dissonance going on there. But nevertheless, it's a good film overall. It runs quick. I think it's definitely less than 2 hour running time. You could do worse than to spend a night of Netflix and The Game Changers. All right, you've been listening to Animal News and Gossip on Non-Human Radio on KZFR 90.1 FM, listener-supported community radio. Our next news story is from Veg News. Interesting. This is Veg News reported back in July that a biotech startup called C16 Biosciences has developed a lab-grown alternative to palm oil. Now, palm oil is a vegan ingredient, but it comes at great cost to the environment. The palm oil industry is estimated to be worth about $88 billion. And palm oil, of course, is used in a number of everyday products, such as food, of course. It's used in clothing. It's used in a lot of personal care products, shampoo, cosmetics. It's also used as fuel and is associated, of course, with the horrible deforestation of rainforests in Costa Rica and especially in Indonesia, where rainforests are cleared to make way for palm tree plantations because palm oil is more valuable than any kind of subsistence agriculture or harvesting that's going on in these rainforests. The deforestation process releases carbon dioxide into the atmosphere and sadly destroys the habitats for lots of people and many wild animals, particularly orangutans. That is what gets everyone's heartstrings, is that orangutans can only live in this type of habitat in Indonesia and Malaysia. And this is where there is a lot of corruption that has an economic value to lead to the destruction of these forests. Anyway, using synthetic biology, the startup company C16 Biosciences creates a sustainable, environmentally friendly alternative to palm oil using a yeast cultured in tap water and feeding that a carbon source to create magically palm oil. Given the wide use of palm oil in products, the company is now concentrating its efforts to replace the use of palm oil in the skincare and cosmetics industries. So that's a great start. And I look forward to bringing some updates on you to you on that topic. Our last news story is an update to our previous reporting on the New York City school system experiment with Meatless Monday. Veg News reports that the New York City Council recently adopted Resolution 238, which is an initiative that calls upon the Department of Education to remove processed meat, such as bologna, pepperoni, and hot dogs, from public school menus citywide. The initiative was spearheaded by the Brooklyn Borough President and vegan, Eric L. Adams, and was supported and sponsored by three council members, including Fernando Cabrera of the Bronx. Councilmember Adams told the New York City Council that, quote, "We cannot continue feeding our children substances that are scientifically proven to increase their chances of cancer later in life. We must feed our kids nutritious meals that will nourish their bodies and help them perform better academically. Kids want to be healthy and strong, so let's help them get there by feeding them healthy meals." That's right, and not the lowest bid bologna or hot dogs or pepperoni that they may enjoy eating, but really we do, they do deserve a better better meal at lunch, and we deserve to spend our tax money on better food for those kids. Back in March of last year, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio and Councilman Adams announced that all 1,700 New York City public schools would serve meatless meals on Mondays, along with a selection of vegan options on that Meatless Monday menu. New York City's ban follows similar legislation adopted last year by California's Santa Barbara Unified School District, which we also reported here on Non-Human Radio. In a related story, over 200 scientists have signed a demand letter calling upon the mayors of cities worldwide to slash the amount of meat and dairy products served on school menus. The letter was signed by a diverse group of researchers from all over Europe, Spain, France, Sweden, Denmark, the UK, Switzerland, Germany, and then other outside of the EU, Canada, and the Philippines, and the United States. The scientists explained that mayors have the authority to make an impact in terms of public policy, citing recent victories such as the expansion of Meatless Monday at all 1,700 New York City public schools and scientific consensus of the currently observed and projected future climate and biodiversity impacts of our diets call for the rapid transformation of our society at all scales and across all sectors in order to maintain a safe climate and planet for the future of humanity. And I'll add, for the future of all our fellow earthling species. That letter is scheduled to be delivered this week during the Milan Urban Food Policy Pact and C40 Global City Summits in France that started this week. All right, well, that's some good news. I do think that we have potential for activism at the city level that isn't often available to us at the state or certainly not at the national level. So it's good to see city this pressure being placed on mayors in cities. I assume that the our own city of Chico could be open to such an agenda. You've been listening to Animal News on Non-Human Radio on KZFR 90.1 FM, listener-supported community radio, hosted by yours truly, Jeannie Trezino. Now it's time for the Chico Vegan and Animal Rights Calendar of Events. I hope you got a pen ready so you can mark down some of these things and make a note to either look it up or just put it right on your calendar. Big thing going on right now. If you're in Sacramento anytime in the month of October, you can look forward to a slew of vegan options all over the dining scene as Sacramento celebrates its 8th annual Vegan Chef Challenge. During the month of October, restaurants throughout the greater Sacramento area will be featuring special vegan menu items, including things like appetizers, soups, entrees, and desserts and brunches. Diners will have the opportunity to go out, order, and enjoy, and then vote online, comment, and post photos of those meals. And for more information and for a handy-dandy Google map to all the participating restaurants, go to the website sac.com. veganchefchallenge.com. I've also linked the Facebook event and their page on the Non-Human Radio Facebook page. I really encourage you to check that out. There are a lot of creative vegan restaurants certainly participating, but more especially non-vegan restaurants trying to up their game on making excellent vegan dishes for vegan and non-vegan customers. Tonight, starting in about 6 minutes, the Chico chapter of Dharma Voices for Animals is hosting Dr. Will Tuttle, author of the best-selling book, The World Peace Diet, tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. Don't worry, you're not late. There will be vegan refreshments and cheeses being served. The talk will begin at 6:30, so you still have time to get down to the library at 1108 Sherman Avenue and hear Dr. Will Tuttle, author of the best-selling book, The World Peace Diet, talk on the hidden dimensions of our food system and how to build health, awaken awareness, and bring healing to our world. He's really a dynamic speaker, and if you do have an opportunity to check out this this event, that is happening at 6 o'clock, starting at 6 and going until 8 at the Chico Public Library. Next Saturday, October 12th, Blackbird Bookstore and Cafe is 2 years old and hosting an all-ages birthday party featuring live music between 12 and 5 by Scout, Teeny Nymph, Jonathan Richman, the October Coalition, and the Truck Stop. Near and Dear Vegan Baked Goods will be providing good eats, and Petal Press will be there practicing screen printing power. For more information, call Blackbird at 530-433-1577. Coming up on October 19th, mark your calendar for that, is the Sacramento Vegan Food Festival, a 100% plant-based food festival featuring vegan burgers, vegan hot dogs, vegan tacos, tamales, and burritos, as well as vegan food from all over the rest of the world, Africa, Asia, and South America, will be happening on Saturday, October 19th from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Cesar Chavez Plaza in Sacramento, California. You can register online at Eventbrite and just look for Vegan Food Festival and that will come up. All right, that is it for the calendar. If you have an event to share, please send me an email at chicovegan@gmail.com. And as always, we have one last piece of business to close out today's show. The Animal Rights Quote of the Week. Today I have a quote for you from an interview with Kai Horstemsky, the author of the book Animal Rights Education, who said in an interview, "As educators and parents, it is important to remember that we, too, have not only grown but changed, undergone some kind of transformation. We are no longer who we used to be. But almost all of us once ate meat and other animal products, and some of us might have dissected animals in school and even experimented on living animals in university laboratories. Some of us may have hurt and even killed animals. It is important to signal to our children, learners, and students that while it is not possible to undo the wrongs we have committed, they are not alone in their moral struggles with their changing identities." And that was a quote from Kai Horstemsky, author of the book Animal Rights Education. Show notes and links to the articles mentioned in today's show will be posted to the Non-Human Radio Facebook page and will be on Instagram at Chico Vegan. This has been Non-Human Radio, a production of KZFR 90.1 FM Chico. The views and opinions expressed on this broadcast are those of the hosts and do not reflect the opinions of KZFR, its board, its volunteers, its underwriters, or its staff. We do, however, reflect the opinions of our non-human fellow earthlings who would rather not be killed and eaten, farmed, hunted, raced, experimented upon, exhibited, petted, photographed at young ages, or otherwise abused. Our theme music is Ready to Fall by Vegan Activist Rockers Rise Against. Please stay tuned for The Real Issue with guest hosts. Where is he? Paul's here. And that'll be coming up next. Have a great week. The pledge drive is coming up next week. I hope that you are able to support this and all our other shows on KZFR. Thanks for listening. This is Jeannie Trezino signing off. Remember, be different, be better, be kind, and go vegan.